It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yeah, spit peas on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, this simulcast edition as we're running this morning, Race for the Cure in Ottumwa, and it was my path to get to the Race for the Cure today, but yesterday the Albia boys tennis team ran a great race at District Tennis Meet, and they have qualified to go on to sub-state, and we're on our way right now to Grinnell to watch the boys compete in a duel against Grinnell in postseason tennis play. We got a great show lined up for you. We're in a simulcast. We're going to go down to the Greater Ottumwa Park, and Joe Millie is down there on location. They just got the race off and going from the start line there at the Race for the Cure. Of course, this culminates our big Stump the Chump campaign, where we help raise money for Race for the Cure, breast cancer. Of course, so many lives have been touched by cancer, but particularly breast cancer. And today, this is the race not only for a cure, but also the race to celebrate the survivors. And that's the thing I probably draw the most encouragement from, is the number of survivors that show up each year to celebrate their survivor and to encourage those ladies that are going through a breast cancer right now. And so our hearts and our thoughts go out to all those ladies right now who are participating in that race. It's just underway, and we're going to catch up with Joe Millie here in just a few seconds. But we got a great show lined up for you today. The girls' tennis team stopped by my office earlier this week, and I had a chance to catch up with Coach Scholes and his outstanding varsity team. Only two seniors on the team, one of which is on the varsity squad, and we had a chance to visit with those young ladies. And they're excited. They're in competition today. They're on their way over to Fairfield, and I know they're going to be listening in, so we want to give a shout-out to them and wish them the best of luck today as well. Then we had the Lady D golf team in the house. Coach Mike Dewey is going to join me here in just a few seconds. We're going to talk about this outstanding Lady D golf team and their season as it moves into the postseason. And this is going to be a really busy week for them as we are in the final stretch of our spring sports season. What a sports season it's been. Of course, we've talked to the boys tennis team, so we've talked to the girls tennis team, we've talked to the boys golf team and the track, and what an outstanding spring it's been here for Abbey Community High School as it winds down. On our way to Grinnell, and we're going down to Ottumwa, and we'll, of course, we'll be in the broadcast suite high above the Abbey Square with the girls golf team when we come back. Back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere. And the fear is now a docile beast.
If you ask her why she is... To better serve you, Community First Credit Union is moving to a new location at 1311 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Doors open to the new location on May 23rd. We'll also be celebrating our grand opening on May 23rd with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, open house, and See First Family Fun Night. Stay tuned for incredible giveaways, too. Not a member? Join today and start experiencing the credit union difference. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp, Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, special edition, simulcasting from Via the Road to Grinnell, where the boys are taking on Grinnell and the duels in playoff action in tennis, and from the Atumal Regional Park to the Greater Atumal Park, where Joe Millage is on location with the race for the cure. And back at the broadcast studio high above the Albia Square, I've got Scotty Five back there running the board. And in the house, we have Coach Mike Dewey, the head coach of the girls' tennis team, the Lady D's. They're having an outstanding season. And, Coach, welcome to the Coach's Corner. I know you've been really busy. You know, you've got to overcome a lot of obstacles. And spring is never easy for weather because it's so uncertain. But this year has really been difficult to get the kind of reps in probably the coach you'd like to have.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Jason. It sure has been, as you know, lots of rain, lots of wind. You've got that today up there.
Yeah, well, wind is always a challenge in any sport, but particularly when you got to get a ball that has some flight. Coach, tell us a little bit about this year's team, and maybe describe for those who haven't had a chance to follow you, where you guys are at and where you've been.
Well, we've had a pretty successful campaign. The girls broke a 9-hole and 18-hole record at Centerville earlier in the year with 179 for 9 holes, 369 for 18 holes. So that was super. We escaped with conference on Tuesday at Bloomfield. By escaped, I mean we actually tied with Centerville, but our trademark all year really has been consistency. We've had gals all the way from 1 to 7 that could finish in our top four at any given time. And so the playoff was the fifth player, and we had the best score for our fifth player, and even our sixth player would have beat their fifth player. So that consistency, I guess, ended up winning us a conference title. We're glad to have that back in Albia.
Well, you guys have had such a successful program, and golf is a challenging sport to learn, Coach. Well, you've been playing the game for so long, and you do it at a high level. What are those key things you try to communicate to your young girls, that are important for them to develop into the kind of golfer that, they need to be at a varsity level and you want them to become?
Well, a lot of the professionals say, if you practice, you're going to get better, and if you practice the right thing, you're going to get really better. So we just try and practice the right thing day in and day out. Like you said, it is a challenge, and it can be pretty specific, that training, but it's just a matter of work, you know, work ethic and work at it. And the gals have done that, braving, you know, those 40-degree days a lot of times, and just a lot of repetition.
We're talking with Coach Mike Dew, head coach of the Lady D golf team. Coach, tell us a little bit about your varsity club. You know, who's the top six for you, and talk a little about maybe each of their play.
Well, Cassie Crawl's been a leader all year. We expected that. She made it to regionals and was within four or five shots of going to state last year. And in the last week, she's had a 91 and a 96, and she was a conference medalist. She was third at the Preserve Invitational this past week and shot an 85, which put her in a top 10 score for all-time history at Albia. So she's certainly been sharp. Anna Riley's our senior and gives us a lot of good play. Lexi Van Polen has been real steady as our third. Her short game has really been helping her the last couple of weeks, and she's been second best scorer for us a lot. Maria Maddie's been playing also since she was real young, as has Emily Scala. Emily actually, I guess maybe she just started 3 or 4 years ago, but Maria played more as a junior. And those two have played really well, right in the category of a 50 for 9 holes. So their improvement is steady. Hannah Dustin, Nikki Angren, our first years, one a freshman, Hannah a junior, Nikki a freshman. They've been battling that 6-7 spot going back and forth all year, and at different times have scored as our second best scorer also at a meet. So you can see we're consistent from top to bottom, and that's the squad. Kaylee Cosman is our eighth player, just starting with the game and maturing as to try and contribute next year.
Coach, sounds like you got a really young squad, and that's fill you with lots of promise for the future. And while you're in the moment having an outstanding season, Anna Riley being that senior, you know, it's so important to have the consistency in your program. You tend to get that from your upperclassmen, particularly your seniors. And Anna has always been a type of a young lady that she's a leader, and not necessarily got to be the vocal leader, but someone who goes out and just does by example.
For sure. She's been that for us for a couple of years, and she's battled with her game. She had a weak poor meet last night, but the meet before that she had our second best score. So, and that's just the way golf can be, up and down. But she is always there as a leader, and our entire squad is just fun. We enjoy what we do, and we try and make the work of golf fun, and just really enjoy our trips. And so, been a good season.
Well, that's so important. I think it gets lost sometimes, in the desire to want to win and be the best. Is that you got to strive to be the best, to be your best. But in that, in a game, you got to have the fun. And when you you don't have the fun and all the work that's required to get you to be your best, it work and it takes the joy out of it. It sounds like you guys are having that kind of a season and that kind of a team where you really enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, our best meets have certainly when we felt the most relaxed. I think we put pressure on ourselves because we felt like we had the best team in conference and to some degree didn't actually have our best total, but still just gritty enough to hang on and pull that out. And we've got regionals Monday, and we've got a couple of squads coming in with PCM and Nevada that have lower scoring averages. PCM, we've seen them 5 times. They're the second, third best team in the state. We know we've got our hands full. Nevada's a team that's only lost to PCM by 3 or 4 shots at conference. So I'm hoping our gals will feel relaxed about what's happening at Albia Monday at regionals. And with golf, whatever happens, happens. But if we can play relaxed, we can put up some pretty good totals and surprise a lot of people. We've pretty well beat everybody we've looked at all year except – a large school like Ottumwa and Grinnell. Of course, PCM, like I mentioned. Anybody else in the area, we've actually been better than. So that's a point of pride for us.
Well, I think it gives you confidence that you compete with anybody. And then I think the fact that you are at home hosting the regionals, you don't have to worry about the travel. You don't have to worry about the unknowns of a course. Having that confidence combined with the comforts of home is a pretty darn good recipe to host a regional.
Well, we'll hope.
Well, Coach, one of those things that, you know, you put the reps in, so there's not a lot of critique that can go to the individual shots, but what are those things that, you know, you're going to tell your girls here as you get into the home stretch and get to Monday that are going to be important for them to have the kind of success that you guys are really striving for?
Well, kind of to repeat, Monday, you know, could be our last day together in this particular team. Like I say, we'll only lose Anna for next year, so it's just a continuous process. And to be as relaxed as we can be, tension out of the body for that golf swing is the best thing that can happen. Find some way to have us feel as relaxed as we can possibly be for Monday would be the best recipe.
Well, Coach, appreciate all your work. Outstanding program. You guys at the top of the conference, and we're looking for a big day for you guys on Monday and your season to continue. And congratulations, having fun, because that's a pretty darn important ingredient, particularly at this point in these girls' lives. And that's kudos to you and the young ladies for making it fun. But you brought some young ladies with you. Who you got in the house so we can come back and talk to them in just a moment?
Cassie Crawl playing our number one, and Maria Maddie playing our number four all year, and then Hannah Dustin playing number six in regionals on Monday.
Well, Coach, go get them on Monday, and thanks for stopping by the Coach's Corner, and good luck to you and the Lady D's.
Thanks, Jason.
Head Coach Mike Dewey, head coach of the Lady D's golf team, and we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to run back down to Ottumwa, to the Greater Ottumwa Park, where Race of the Cure is going on right now, and I imagine the top runner is about to cross that finish line. So when we come back, we'll go down and catch up with Joe Millis and then come and meet these outstanding Lady D golfers. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
For all your fencing projects, think McGriff's. McGriff's of New Sharon carries Red Brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty plus wood posts, including creosote, in sizes 4x7 through 8x8, barbed and woven wire, plus high tensile wire, hog, cattle, and combination panels available in all sizes, and 6-bar and 7-bar continuous fence in stock now. Call for pricing. Shop McGriff's of New Sharon, your complete farm and home supply store.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, is ready to serve you some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of the lake. Bring Mom in for a meal on Mother's Day, and Captain's Landing will treat her to a free, small, one-topping sundae. Or for a dollar, get pie a la mode or a small specialty sundae. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Home of the Turtle Beach sundae and homemade toasted sugared pecans. Their hours are Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
Are you wondering what to get Mom for Mother's Day? Flowers fade, candy disappears, and cards get put in a drawer. Why not get Mom a gift certificate to Carpenter's Hall? She can enjoy a Sunday brunch when she wants to. Thelma can help you with a gift that keeps giving Mom enjoyment long past this one day. Mom will remember it anytime she goes to the buffets at Carpenter's Hall. She'll remember how much you care for her. That's Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton, the perfect gift for Mom.
To better serve you, Community First Credit Union is moving to a new location at 1311 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Doors open to the new location on May 23rd. We'll also be celebrating our grand opening on May 23rd with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, open house, and See First Family Fun Night. Stay tuned for incredible giveaways, too. Not a member? Join today and start experiencing the credit union difference. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome to this special edition of the Coach's Corner, simulcasting from the Atella Regional Park, Race for the Cure, and G. Coleman, Race for the Cure, Joe Millie's on location. We're going to catch up with Joe here in just a few minutes. But I'm on my way to Grinnell to watch the boys, the tennis team, kick on Grinnell and postseason tennis play. Right now, though, in the broadcast suite high above the Abbey Square, we have three outstanding Lady D golfers in the house. Kathy Crawl, Hannah Dustin, and Maria Mattier are joining us via the phone line and live from the broadcast studio. And let me start with Kathy Crawl. Kathy, you know, you're having an outstanding season. You're the number one golfer, and you're an underclassman. And talk about this year and the progress you've made in just a short period of time here in your young high school career.
Thank you, Jason. It's been tough with the weather, getting out to practice every week. But when we get out of practice, we really put our time in, and it's paid off in this season.
Well, as the number one golfer on the team in the top seed, you know, you're an underclassman. You've got an outstanding senior leader in Anna Riley. But being the number one seeded golfer, all eyes are on you. You know, you have the expectations of being number one, and your teammates are looking up to you, even though you're maybe an underclassman. Talk about that pressure and playing as a number one.
Yeah, it can be a lot of pressure put on you, but I feel like I've handled it pretty well this year. And then even if I have like a bad meet, I know my teammates will be there to help pick me up and everything.
Well, you know, Kathy, you play lots of sports. You're really active. What's that one thing maybe about golf that really makes it enjoyable? And it does sound like you guys are having a great time as a team.
Yeah, it's been pretty enjoyable this year. Golf is, it can be relaxing but also frustrating, but for the most part, we just have a good time and make the best of it.
You guys have had a great season, but you got regionals coming up here on Monday. You know, this gets to be kind of a pressure cooker moment for you. You know, when you're playing at this level, you're a highly competitive athlete. What are those things you try to do mentally to allow yourself to take some of that pressure off and to focus on just making your strokes?
Well, actually, we have regionals at Albia this year, so we get the home course advantage, so that will help with the pressure. But I don't know, we'll just try to focus and play our best game.
We also have Maria Matty with us. Maria, you know, you're part of a young squad. You guys got to be really excited about the fact that, you know, most of you are going to come back and have another shot to make a conference title and to keep this thing going.
Yeah, it's been really fun being a younger person and having a good team that are older members. And coming from last year, I wasn't even playing varsity, so I've really had a lot of fun with the girls this year.
What's been the biggest transition, you know, as a younger player going from, you know, the JV squad to the varsity squad? What's been that the one thing that's maybe been the biggest obstacle or the biggest challenge?
I'd say getting over having the bad shots last year and really working on getting the ball in the right spot and having Mike help me a lot more this year and practicing a lot over the summer.
You have a chance to get a lot of reps in the off season.
Yeah, my dad and I always come out, and it helps having the week league thing we have in the summers.
You know, you've got the big meet on Monday. Being at home, you played that course so much, that has to give you a little extra confidence and maybe relax you down a little bit, as the captain just said.
Yeah, it helps a lot because I'm not as nervous about wondering what the holes are going to be like, and it'll help to know that I've played it lots of times.
So what's that one thing, Maria, that you're looking for on Monday that's going to give you an idea of you're going to have a good day?
Probably have good drives. If I get them well, and then I know I'll play better.
Well, congratulations on an outstanding season, young lady, and we continue to look for big things out of you and the rest of the Lady D's. We have another teammate with us, and that is Hannah Dustin. And Hannah, you know, I know you're a fierce competitor and an outstanding volleyball player. A little bit different style of play from volleyball to golf.
Pretty much so. It's totally different. Like volleyball, it's like a team sport, and then golf, it's individual, but you can fall back on your teammates more.
To put a little extra pressure on you when you know that the team's counting on you as a solo. That's got to feel at least a little different than like as you said, the volleyball.
Yeah, the pressure is really different because, like, I've only played golf for 1 year, so I don't have the experience everybody else has, so I have to, like, put more effort in and try a lot harder and, like, listen to what Mike says more. It's really different.
Well, you got an outstanding coach, a guy that really understands the game, and also the etiquette. And that's something that, I've talked a little bit about with tennis and golf with the boys, but if you're new to the game, there's a lot of rules you have to learn, but also the etiquette of the game. And that sometimes can be a challenge to get all that in and still concentrate on your strokes.
Yeah, when we had, like, the snowy days, Mike would take us to the clubhouse and we would have rule meetings because half the rules I didn't even know existed. So there's, like, a lot of rules, and I'm still learning a lot of them.
And you've got to call the rules when you're out on the on the course. There's no officials out there, so that's a lot different than the other sports you play, and that responsibility is shouldered upon you.
Yeah, it's mostly being just honest. Like, if you whiff the ball, you have to count that as a stroke. Like, you just can't lie about that because you have to be honest with yourself.
Well, that's one thing that I can say that Coach Dewey would probably really push is that he's a high integrity guy. And an outstanding coach, you have a lot to learn from him. I'm sure that's been real helpful in your progression as a golfer.
It has been really helpful. It's been a good season so far.
Well, Hannah, you're having an outstanding year. You had an outstanding volleyball season. You're doing a great job in school, and now you're having an outstanding golf season. It's been a great year for you as an individual.
Ben, thank you.
Hannah Dustin and the rest of the ladies, Maria Maddie and Kathy Crawl, an outstanding group of young ladies. Of course, they're going to open up for regional action at home on Monday. If you have not been out to see the ladies golf and swing the clubs, folks, you got to get out there and do that and support these young ladies. And they're not only tearing it up the course, they're also representing our community and our school with pride. And when you have a leader like Coach Dewey, these girls are going to know the game of golf, but they're also going to understand the etiquette and the sportsmanship that goes with the game. Thanks so much to Coach Mike Dewey and the Lady D tennis team, Mariah Maddie, Hannah Dustin, Kathy Crawl. We're going to take another timeout. We'll come right back with a special edition of Coach's Corner. On our way to Grinnell to watch the boys compete in the postseason tennis play against Grinnell. And we'll be back to catch up with Joe Millich, who's live from the Greater Ottumwa Park as the race is probably starting to see some of the facers cross the line. And then we're going to catch up with the girls tennis team when we come back to the special edition of Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to a special edition of the Coach's Corner as we simulcast from multiple locations and showing off our large footprint, registering in over 12 counties throughout southern Iowa. The new tower that's put up and the signal is, strength has been increased and the listening audience has been expanded and quickly becoming one of the most listened to radio stations in southern Iowa, and kudos to Jay Mill who put this all together. But Scotty Fry back in the board, keeping us going, and we're going to try to catch up with Joe here in a second and see how things are going down this race for the cure. I plan to be down there running as I do each year, but this year I've moved my race to head to Grinnell after the boys had an outstanding day yesterday. Austin O'Leary, Christian Summers finished third in district action. The team finished third overall, and that qualified them into postseason team dual play. And today they're going to take on Grinnell here in about 25 minutes. But the day before, I had a chance to catch up with the girls tennis team. Coach Scholes had his young ladies in my office, and we planned on being down at the Race for the Cure. But, of course, plans got changed with the great turnout by the boys with tennis team yesterday. But I had a great time visiting with them. You're going to find out here in just a second. Another group of young ladies who are having fun, and they're prospering in what they're doing because of that fun. And here's the interview that we have.
Welcome back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. We're live from the Ottumwa Park, the Race for the Cure. And right now, speaking with the head coach of the Albia girls tennis team, Coach Scholes. Coach, you know, here we are at the last part of your season. It's been a good season for you guys, and you got a really solid group of girls. But you got a big weekend ahead of you.
We sure do. We just came off of our conference tournament, the South Central Conference tournament on Monday, and heading into Saturday, we have our team regional, in which we'll play Sheraton first round. And I have a lot of confidence that we'll be able to beat Sheraton. And then if we do beat them, we'll play the winner between Fairfield and Oskaloosa.
Well, I want to talk about the team duels here in just a second, but I want to go back to Monday. You guys had a really nice conference tournament. You had a doubles team that placed all conference, got a third place finish, and you know that's a high achievement in a really difficult conference with teams like Clark in it.
Absolutely, yeah. Clark kind of ran away with it this year, but I am happy to say that you know Lauren and Brooke played really well. They played the best they possibly could. We got a good win out of Brooke Showers, and I got really good performances out of Taylor Hastings, Amber Mills, and Mackenzie Billings as well. So as far as the effort was concerned, I thought everyone did the best they possibly could and ended up having two conference players out of it. So I was real proud of them. So.
Well, it's good stuff. And when you look at your lineup, Coach, you got one senior, one lone senior, Amber Mills, and we're going to talk to Amber here in just a second. But you look at the future and say, hey, this is a team that can compete highly in this conference, and we've got the majority of them coming back next year. That's got to feel really good as a coach.
That feels great. And, you know, I'm speaking with a Clark coach at the conference tournament. I mean, he has mostly juniors and seniors. He'll be losing several players next year, and that gives me more incentive with the team that we have to be able to compete and bring home a conference title as a team next year. And that's very exciting. So I can't wait for that.
Well, let's talk about your senior, Amber Mills. You know, as a senior, being the lone senior on the varsity club, that puts a lot of responsibility on that one senior. I know you've got a lot of experience on the team. Girls have had previous experience, but the seniors, you know, they got to be the one that carries the baton, and that takes some big shoulders sometimes. And with your lone senior, that's an extra challenge.
Absolutely, and she's had a good run for the past 4 years, and Amber's she's been a good sport, has a great sense of humor, which can be seen at all times in school and out of school. And I wish her the best after she finishes her season here with us. And I hear she's on to bigger and greener pastures at University of Nebraska, so I'm very excited for her.
Well, I'm not surprised by that. I think her brother Jeremy's going to graduate here shortly, and Nebraska fans, I've been working on for years trying to get that Nebraska.
It's a tough handle there.
Not going to happen. Well, let's get back to tennis. You know, this tennis team. Describe the makeup of this team. What is the character of this team?
Well, you know, you look at the individuals on the team, and they all kind of come from different walks of life, and you know, the thing about a team is you try to gel all these different walks of life into a common purpose, and that purpose is to learn the game of tennis, have fun doing it, and at the same time, you know, come away with some wins and some confidence that you can take and take with you to the next week. So I like every one of these girls. I think that they put their best forward, and I couldn't ask more from them. So
well,
exciting.
In tennis, you know, it's a ladies and gentlemen's game. You know, it's a game that requires not just the good sportsmanship, but there's etiquette to the game. It's like golf. Golf and tennis kind of hand in hand that way. So the kids get to learn not only good sportsmanship, competition, but etiquette that's required. And etiquette is not just required in certain sports; it's required in business and different society things. So I think tennis offers unique opportunities for kids to learn.
Well, yeah, we're talking about life skills here, and these girls will be able to take these life skills away with them once they leave the sport and move on. But I talk about the Blue Pride Way a little bit. They we preach about this at school. It's really important to have, you know, good character and to show respect to other people at all times at school. And I have the exact same expectation of these girls when they come out on the courts. And they have been great sports out there, very very supportive of each other when they're playing together, but then very congratulatory and receptive to the opponent before and after each match. And it's kind of fun watching the girls play, because once they're done, it's usually laughs with the other team. And it just seems like everybody in the conference gets along real well. And you know, that's exactly what you want as a coach. It maximizes your all-around performance, and sportsmanship is definitely part of the all-around performance.
Well, and that's the friendships I find getting built, or you know, you don't have those bitterness that you sometimes get in other sports, football, baseball, those type of things, where you know you got some really bitter rivalries, and mm-hmm. that you still want to beat your opponent. And I like that about tennis, but it seems like the pressure comes off. It's one sport that seems like the pressure comes off, and the kids can really just worry about being their best in the moment. The pressures of trying to beat the other person is, at least that's my perception.
Well, I think you're right, and you know, like I said before, you know, like after you play a team like Sheraton or Centerville, yeah, for that 45 minutes to an hour, it's you know, you're my opponent. I'm going to do the best I can to defeat you. But the second it's over, it's a handshake and a joke. You know, so I like seeing that.
Well, it was no joke the way your doubles team played in the conference. They played outstanding. I think that you know they really showed they can compete at a high level. And they were really just a few steps away mm-hmm. watching them play. Mm-hmm. I had the chance to watch them. They're just a few things away from getting to a place where they compete for a conference championship. You know, and right. So, and to me, doubles is a place in this sport where you can really see strategy, because you got to get the right combination of people, and you've got that right combination with your double teams of Lauren and Brooke.
Right, and it's only going to get better because they're going to be paired up again next year. So, I mean, this is a fantastic opportunity. They took third this year at conference. I have every confidence in the world that they're going to take first next year, and I'm excited to see that.
Well, the Billings name is a pedigree for tennis, you know. So you got the young people like McKenzie and mm-hmm. and Taylor and Brooke. You know, these other juniors on your team, they've been around it a while, mm-hmm. And I think somebody like McKenzie, it's in her blood.
Absolutely, she's had good training from both of her older brothers, Blake and Brandon, and you know it's fun seeing them at the contest too, because they're always over there offering support and you know just compassion for their sister. And And she has responded well this year. She's picked up a number of wins for us in singles and in doubles. So there are only good things can come from this point with her. And of course, I think we're all very excited to see what she's capable of next year and throughout the rest of this season, because it's not over yet. So,
well, Brooke and Taylor, I don't know if any two people combined together put together any more smiles than those two. I mean, they could be falling down, cutting their leg open, and still be smiling and laughing, you know. And you need those type of people on your team to kind of help take some of that stress level down and energize people.
It's exciting. After Brooke gets a great point, she does something I call the shower shuffle. And it's kind of this like scoot thing that she does out on the court, and it's just kind of, I love seeing it, because it means she's doing well and she's having fun. When it's about having fun. So,
well, Coach, you do have big duels coming up, Sheraton on Saturday. What are those key things you're going to be telling the girls? You know, hey, these are the things we need to work on. Short period of time to get it done, but those things that you really need to work on to have the kind of success you know you can have.
Well, it always comes back to fundamentals to me. It's, I mean, are you holding your racket the right way? What's your grip size? You know, what are you mixing up your serves? Are you going left? Are you going right? Are you communicating with your partner? Are you switching when you need to, when you're playing doubles? And are you getting caught in no man's land, or are you recovering where you need to anticipate the next shot? And then, you know, how's your net game? Are you finishing the way you should be finishing? So these are just things that you just, you know, it's funny, you talk about it all season, but then there's these momentary lapses of you know, memory, and sometimes the girls have to be reminded of those things, and then they'll say, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And, you know, that's going to continue to happen. And it's just, you know, mentally preparing with those fundamentals that helps get everybody ready for things like Saturday at regionals. And at our we have also a Grinnell Invitational on Monday to help us get ready for individual and doubles regionals.
Wow, you know, do have a different schedule than the boys
it
team.
Is. And
you have a much more grueling postseason, let's call it
we
that.
We do,
And that's great, more tennis.
That's right, and, you know, the boys finish up, and the girls usually go an extra week to week and a half, and it's fun because we get to spend more time together and play more teams. They get to see who else is out there competing and kind of broaden our horizons, so to speak. So,
well, tennis is a sport that people can play for the rest of their life, and mm-hmm. it's a great sport. You just got to get a taste of it. You know, it's trying to get my kids to try new food. You know, until they taste it, they don't want anything to do with it. And then, so, Coach, we thank you for stopping by and visiting with us. And we've got a room full of young ladies in here that we want to come back and talk to.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
We're looking forward to it. So we're going to take a quick time out and come right back. We're talking Lady D tennis right here on your Sports Leader KISC. We're live from the Ottumwa Regional Park, the Race for the Cure. We'll take a quick time out, come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
How does a little town like Knoxville, Iowa, become the home of the sprint car capital of the world? It's because happiness lives in simple pleasures, best experienced with family and friends. At Knoxville Raceway, we believe in safe, fun, affordable entertainment. We have pride in our drivers, their competitive spirits, and the fans who celebrate with them. Come experience it for yourself, then you'll understand. Tickets and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Knoxville Raceway, just be here.
We're live with The Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Special Edition. We're live from Race for the Cure down at the Atumwa Park, and we're talking Lady D tennis, and have an outstanding group of young ladies here with me as they prepare for their big postseason events. They've already got the conference tournament in, but they've got a long road ahead of them as they get into the postseason as we close out this spring sports season. Right now I'm sitting across from Amber Mills. Amber's the senior on this Lady D tennis team. And Amber, you know, you've, as a varsity tennis player, you've had the carry of the baton. And as I talked to coach just a moment ago about, you know, the role that a senior has to play in that leadership. And, you know, it's kind of a lonely road because it's just you and Brittany, the seniors on this team, and you're the varsity player. So how's that role been?
Oh, it's been good. I think everyone on the team does a pretty good job of, like, helping each other out and, like, having a positive attitude and everything. So they make it really easy to be a good senior leader, I guess.
What's the thing that really has drawn you to tennis and, you know, made you want to come out and be a part of it?
I can do it.
You can do it? Well, I think, you know, you're a pretty smart person. You're very talented. You know, there's got to be something that's joyful about it that makes you want to play.
Oh, well, just the teammates are really fun, and, I mean, I guess I couldn't ask for a better team to play on, but, I don't know, it can get really stressful sometimes, so I guess if I didn't have my teammates, I probably wouldn't be playing tennis for very long.
We got you got a big road ahead of you this and the postseason. You're going to get a lot of tennis in. What's those things that you're maybe thinking about, you know, here as a senior, this is your last go around, the thing that you're maybe concentrating on or a goal that you have to finish out the postseason?
I just really want to do well in doubles once our team regionals come around because I have a lot of fun playing with Taylor, and so that's what I'm really going to focus on once that comes up.
Does Taylor ever take the smile off?
No. It's always there.
Well, Taylor Hastings is sitting right next to her, and Taylor, you know, that's, you know, I describe you and Brooke Showers, you know, you guys are the never-ending smile. You're like the well of happiness.
Yeah, I like being happy. I don't like going into somewhere and being all depressed and stuff. I like to make other people happy, and I feel I need to be happy to do that, so.
Well, you know, Amber's, you know, enjoys playing with you guys, enjoy playing doubles. Do you feel the same way? Singles, you know, I think singles, all those spotlights on you, it's you on the other guy, and some people really relish that, and others like the fact that they, you know, have that companion on the court.
I definitely think I like doubles better, just because I love playing with Amber, and I think we get along really well and play well together. Singles is harder for me, I think, because I don't have the range of, like, the range I can get the ball in, which I have troubles with a lot. And it's just a lot more pressure doing singles than doubles, because I know if I miss the ball, I have a partner to help back me up. And it's a lot of fun playing with her, so I enjoy it.
This tennis season has been difficult to get the time on the court. You know, you guys have been struggling with Mother Nature, and has that been a real challenge for you guys to get those reps in?
Definitely. At the beginning, it was really difficult because this is me and Amber's first year playing together, and it took us a while to get into the swing of things, and without having practice out on the court every day, it was definitely difficult. But after a while, we were able to get back on the courts, and everything just kind of worked out in the end, so... Yeah, it's hard.
Well, we got Brooke sitting next to you. Brooke is the other part of the dynamic smile duo. And Brooke, you know, I think that helps your smile and happiness kind of takes some of the tension off of everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm just a naturally hype person, so it just seems to put a smile on everyone else's faces, I guess. And I'm kind of goofy, so...
Well, tell us about the shuffle, the shower shuffle. Explain where these moves came from and what is the inspiration behind it.
Okay, I don't really know where the move came from, but I have a terrible time hitting net shots over the net. I always hit them into the net, and whenever I get one over and the person can't get to it, I just get really excited, and so I'm all like, woo! And so, and I don't know, it just kind of happened, and so now he thinks it's hilarious, and so it just kind of happens.
Well, I'm waiting to see this. I'm going to have to make a special trip. We need to get this YouTubed. I don't know if you had if you had really creative teammates, this would be YouTubed and it'd be a hit, a sensation, you know. So
I'm going to try not to do it now.
All right. Well, you got a big week coming up. What are you looking forward to most?
Well, I made it to quarterfinals at conference, and I'm hoping to make it to do even better than I did at conference, because I know I probably could have done better there, and I knew I made a bunch of mistakes, so I'm just hoping I could fix those mistakes and play better.
Well, a great year for you, and you're just a junior, so you got a whole year to look forward to. And sitting next to you is a sophomore, Mackenzie Billington. Mackenzie, you say you're a sophomore on paper, but as much experience that you've been around tennis, the Billings name just synonymous with excellent tennis. You've got to be pretty excited that you're on a team that's got upperclassmen, but you're the youngster here.
Yeah, it's harder. I feel like you're closer to the people in your grade. So, and like, it's more intimidating when you have like the older people, like, especially like when you're going into the practice and you think you're going to do terrible because they're going to hit a lot faster and harder than you, because you just feel like you're younger, so you have to not be as good as them.
You get a lot of instruction from your older brothers.
Oh yeah, they take me out to tennis courts and make me play, and they always make me run, always.
What do you like about tennis? What's that one thing that maybe keeps you wanting to be out there?
Well, it's not as competitive as like it's competitive. You want to win, but you mess up once, there's plenty other times that you have to like make up for that one mess up. So it's just, and there's like the people, like, yeah, I don't really know how to put it. It's just a fun sport that's really not as competitive as the others.
Well, I've got a competitor sitting next to me, and it's Brooke Bettis. And Brooke, you're a relentless competitor. There's not many things that you don't go full bore at, and that was obvious when you guys were playing in the conference tournament. You and Lauren, I think you guys are very similar in nature. Tennis is a little more relaxed, but the competitiveness just flows through you anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely not as competitive as the other sports, but I like to go out and be aggressive and just have fun playing.
Well, you're aggressive on the court, and I think one of the places I watch, and I think that you probably will continue to excel at, is that, attacking the net. I think that's something that, with the athleticism you have, that'll be something you can continue to grow on.
I'd say that's definitely my favorite part of tennis.
Kind of thought so. That's the aggressive nature coming out of you, and as a place where you get to demonstrate your athleticism.
Yeah, and it's always nice to milkshake someone, so it's kind of the team's goal.
We'll have to explain what the milkshake is. Maybe we should do that now so that everyone's trying to figure out what is a milkshake. Explain it.
So when you're at the net and you get to slam it down, if you hit another opponent, that is considered a milkshake, and our coach will buy us a free one.
That's great. Now we have done the coaches. No,
Sean Payton here.
Yeah, exactly. And part of the rules is if the opponent gets hit by the ball, then the ball's dead and it's the points awarded. So it's not an unsportsmanlike thing. It's what you're taught in tennis at every level. So those who have maybe not played the game of tennis, it's not unsportsmanlike, but it is a good part of the game. It's like slam dunking and basketball.
Yeah, it happens to everyone. It's just part of the game. So,
wait, what is it about you two that you and Lauren look like you really you've got that bond together on the court? What is that?
I think we both are aggressive and we have fun together. I know that if I mess up, I can rely on her to help me out.
You guys, you're all conference, third place finish. I watched, you're just a few things that you could have changed, or maybe, will fall your way the next time. You guys could be competing for a conference title, and I think that has to be your goal for next year.
Yeah, I definitely think not getting what we wanted this year, which third place was great, but next year we're ready to take the first place.
Well, Lauren, got Lauren Williams with us, and Lauren, you guys do fit. Like, you guys are like a dynamic duo. You're kind of like Taylor and Brooke over there. You guys, you're made for each other.
I definitely agree with that. Me and Brooke, we're both aggressive. We both enjoy playing the net. But when I am back, I can hit the ball to the spots that gives Brooke the opportunity to kill the ball and to end the point.
You know, you have to learn to have that communication. Maybe it's not necessarily signal calling, but the communication, it's just knowing where you're at. Is that something you guys are really to focus on? Because I think it's a little thing, things like that will get you to the conference title.
That is definitely true. When you're in the middle of a game, you're not really supposed to speak to each other. You're supposed to know where each other, like where the other person is at all times. So like you know when to go over to the other side and when your teammate's also supposed to go up to the net and when you should go back. It's just a matter of knowing what the other person's doing.
It's like a well choreographed dance. If it's done right, it looks beautiful. If it's not, it looks a little. A little out of
place.
Looks
like a complete mess.
Well, you know, you're a fun person to be around, laughing and giggling. You and Taylor, you guys are a lot alike too. But when I watched you on the court, you know, you were really a serious competitor.
That is true. I guess I really enjoy winning. I'm aggressive, and I don't know. I like getting that high off of winning. I really enjoy that.
Well, you've gotten plenty of shots of it this year because you guys have had an outstanding season, and there's no doubt that, and you know that, you're a few things away from being in a place where you guys can grab that conference title.
That is true. That's what I plan on coming back next year and getting. Third place was awesome, but I think first place is where I want to be next year.
Very good. We're going to talk with Brittany Post. Brittany's the other senior on this team. Brittany, season's wound down, and you've had your senior year. How's the journey been?
It's been amazing. There's a good group of girls that I played with for the past 2 years, and they treated me right for not knowing how to play after last year. They've really shown me experience on how to play.
What got you to come out for tennis?
It looked hard, so I made myself a challenge to try something, and it came really fun and easy once I learned it.
What was the hardest thing to learn in the game? Serving can be difficult. You got to hit the ball back over the net after they hit it at you. But what's the most challenging part of the game for you?
Making it inside the lines, not hitting it like a home run, hitting it over.
It takes a little while to get the trajectory of the ball figured out, but also how much to put behind it. And that takes a little time to get used to.
Yeah.
Well, senior year, being a leader, you've only been in the program 2 years, but you've had to be that leader. You and Amber, lone seniors on this team, and what's that role been like for you?
It's been pretty good.
Well, I think it's one of those things that a person doesn't strive to go out and be the leader. They just lead, and I think your example would be, your attitude. And if you're having fun, that's an easy attitude to follow.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate Brittany Post, Lauren Williams, Amber Mills, Taylor Hastings, Brooke, I Want to Smile, Shuffle Showers, and Mackenzie Billing and Brooke Bettis there. That is an outstanding group of young ladies you just heard right here. And you can see why they've had success. You can see why Coach Schulz has so much fun because they're making it fun. And when you have fun, things get a lot easier to do. And that's what we see in these group of girls. We're going to take another time out. We're going to come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Spring is here and your lawn is calling. It's calling for Hovind's Lawn Care. Hovind's applies up to 4 applications for your lawn over the course of a year. You can choose just one or all 4 applications for the best results. The spring application starts soon and is designed to prevent crabgrass while fertilizing the lawn. So if your lawn is typically plush and green and you want to keep it that way, or if your lawn needs some serious help, call Hovind's at 660-2893 for a free estimate. Call Claire and Marla Hovind at 660-2893. 660-2893. In the area since 1984. Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is having a Sunday buffet this Sunday for Mother's Day. So take all the wonderful women in your life to Thelma's Mother's Day buffet. Thelma is serving chef carved roast beef and ham, barbecued ribs, broasted chicken, along with a variety of side dishes, a salad bar, and a delectable dessert bar including soft serve ice cream and cheesecake. Give the women in your life the thing they want most. Time with you. And if you haven't tried Carpenter's Hall yet, now's the time. She's been dropping you hints. Carpenter's Hall. Do all the cooking and cleanup. Serving starts at 11, goes till 2, and the cost is just $12. It makes her complete. I
run for home. We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
congratulations to all the survivors and the ladies and all of those who have participated down at the Race for a Cure in Ottumwa. You are all champions, and thanks to the so many of you who signed up for Stump the Chumps this year. Unbelievable turnout in numbers, and I know Community First Credit Union and KISD today are handing over a check over $1,500 to the Race for the Cure, and we are, of course, seeking that cure so someday that breast cancer can be eradicated from our lives, and it has taken the lives and taken the toll on lives of almost everybody that you come in contact with, and I know that my own mother-in-law had suffered the battle of breast cancer. So to all the survivors, congratulations on your victory of overcoming, and I know it's a lifetime battle, so our prayers and thoughts are with you. I want to thank the outstanding Lady V golf team, the conference champions, great leadership there, and Coach Mike Dewey, and the girls are having lots of fun, and they put together a special season, and their season continues on Monday. They're hosting sectionals. Folks, I look for big things out of those ladies on Monday, and if you get a chance, stop out to the Albia Country Club and cheer those young ladies on. And how about the Lady tennis team? You know, the girls have had a great this spring season as well, and the Lady tennis team right now is in action over at Fairfield. They start up their team duels on Monday, and I want to thank them for stopping by and having so much fun with us at the office and goofing off a little bit. And of course, it's serious business for them on the court. But they're having lots of fun just participating and hanging out together, and that was obvious in our conversations that we had. Right now, though, I'm on my way. Grinnell is in the sights as the boys' tennis team is going to take on Grinnell in their dual postseason action. And congratulations, Austin, O'Leary, Christian Summers, and all of district yesterday up in Pella. And we wish them the best of luck today. The win is playing a big factor, I know, down at Race for the Cure. That is the reason why we haven't been able to connect with Jay Mill, who's emceeing the Race for the Cure event as well. And I know that the wind has caused us some technical issues that won't allow us to join up with them at Ottumwa. But we are certainly very grateful for Community First Credit Union for not only bringing this broadcast, but also being such a big supporter of the Race for the Cure and the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And I know that big old check that's being handled today will go to a great cause. A lot of that money stays right here in our own communities. And we see that with the mammograms that you can get out to Monroe County Hospital and Clinic. Many of those are being funded via the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I want to thank the best board operator in the business, Scotty Fry, who has worked relentlessly at the board today to try to make sure that this all takes place. As my race today changed from Race to the Cure to the Race to Grinnell to watch my son and the rest of the tennis team compete in their team duels. And another edition of the Coach's Corner in the book. 1 week from today will be graduation for the class of 2013. I know they are ready to throw the caps up in the air, and we want to congratulate that outstanding class of seniors and the example they've been to our community and the blue pride that they've demonstrated throughout their career. We'll celebrate that next Monday when we come back to the corner of 34 and 5. We'll be back to the Community First Credit Coach's Corner just 1 week today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
Remember her, remember me. We will be running as we have before, running for answers, running for more. I run for
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.